This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum everyone. I am at Madinat al-Zahra in Qartaba, in Cordoba, Islamic Spain. It used to be once upon a time Islamic Spain. Current day Spain, the city is still called Cordoba. And this is a historic site. A city was built here in 936 CE. It was started by Abdurrahman III, the most powerful ruler in Western Europe and potentially, possibly, in the world. He started this city as a project to make the point that he is the most powerful man in the world, and he wanted all the ambassadors to come and meet him in this place. So he wanted to show the splendor and the power of the Islamic Caliphate in the West, in Spain. Madinat al-Zahra was started in 936 CE, and it was finished in 10 years, let's say 946 CE it was finished. And it lasted for nearly 80 years. Later on in 1013, just before the Umayyad Caliphate collapsed in Spain, the city was destroyed due to a civil war between the Berbers and the supporters of the Umayyads and other factions, right? So unfortunately, the city did not last more than 80 years, and then it was lost. It became an abandoned, lost site. It was rediscovered in the early 20th century by some archaeologists, and lo and behold, here we have what remains of this magnificent city, once upon a time one of the greatest and the most awesome city in the Western world. Cordoba was the largest city in the world with a population of 1 million people at this time. It was a city of scholars, philosophers, intellectuals, universities, mosques, public libraries. There were 70 public libraries, public baths. Some of the most learned men in the world were found here. Some of the most important works on science and philosophy were transcribed here in the Arabic language and then transmitted later on to the rest of the Western Europe. Okay, and it was from here that the European scholars got the knowledge they later developed and basically created what we called the European Renaissance. Okay, so Madinat al-Zahra is right at the heart of it. This was an absolute statement of power and glory on the part of the Muslim Caliphate, and it remains standing to this day as a memory, as a reminder to Muslims as to how powerful Muslims were in Western Europe once upon a time and how much influence Muslims exercised. Okay, so this is lost history. This is unknown history to most Muslims in particular and the rest of the world in general. We are trying to encourage people to come and visit these places with us so that we can teach them history on the spot, on the ground, by showing them monuments and explaining history. So there are many more tours taking place of similar nature in the future. You can go and check out the dates on halalgetaways.com, halalgetaways.com. Check out the website for future dates, for future trips to Spain, Al-Andalus, and Turkey, and Morocco, and other places, inshallah. We look forward to seeing you there. This is a very important thing. You have to teach yourselves history, teach your children history, so that they have a sense of belonging to a civilization. So they know what was achieved before them, for them to look up to something. If you don't teach this to them, they don't know anything. They don't know what happened before they were born. They will never know, and they will never look up to it. They will never try to revive it. They will never try to learn from it. There's no inspiration for them. So in order to change all that, join us on these trips, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.